And all of a sudden, along comes some guy at school and takes you off to an emerging church, and they're smelling things and doing candles, and it's cool, and the guy's really anti-church, and he's whacking all the stuff that you thought was dumb about your church, and it's just, he's shredding your experience, and you're saying, yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. I hated that organ and that old soprano singing every other week, and it never had any effect on my life. And you buy into the deception of this thing. That's who they're capturing. I don't think it's nearly as appealing to the non-churched people as to the marginally churched young people. In fact, most of the leaders in the emerging church movement are those guys that grew up in a traditional church that didn't have a lot of depth and breadth, and they reacted to the superficiality and somewhat maybe even the legalism of it. And they're the ones that have been the architects of this thing.
You know, I think most of our listeners are, the majority of them are lay people in churches where within the next few years, if not already, they are going to be under pressure to adopt and embrace some of the methodology and style and coolness of the emerging movement. How would you counsel them to respond if in their church there are leaders who are promoting this kind of thing?
First of all, I would say this. If your church is really committed to sound doctrine, if it's really committed to the exposition of Scripture, it's going to be committed to historic theology. And in itself, that should have some control because it's going to revere the past. It's going to honor the past, and that becomes some kind of a controlling factor. If you're in a church that is just grabbing every new fad that's coming down the line, they're more committed to methodology than they are to theology. Now, there may be some exceptions to that, but to me, methods are a non-issue. It's about the Word of God. And where there is a church anchored to the Word of God, they make changes very slowly because they revere the tradition. They revere the historic theology. They revere the Word of God. And their changes are conformed more by that. So if your church is jumping on every bandwagon, the real issue there is that there's a lack of that great depth and continuity of holding to historic doctrine and the sound teaching of the Word of God that should be the controlling factor. It's a symptom